When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. As we have been watching coming into the show, in the 11 o'clock hour, we watched as missiles were launched from Iran into Israel, covering the entirety of Israel. No casualties reported. The word from the Pentagon is that the attack from Iran, I think they just said, was about as twice as big as the last one, I believe in April. And it is a significant escalation. That's what we've heard from the administration. So we are watching to see if there are any additional details that we can bring to you. Should that happen, we will cover it live as it happens here on 97.1 FM Talk. We're very proud to be St. Louis's home for Fox News here in the area. We are a Fox News radio affiliate, so we have the benefit of having access to the top names and to the coverage that Fox News provides as well. So you are in the right place for the latest in information in news, certainly for breaking news. In the midst of that, we were preparing at the beginning of the day, not for the potential escalation into, you know, those... Everybody's like, is this World War III? That's basically the question that people are asking. And you lean in and you watch and you wait to see what happens. Iran launches the missiles. The Iron Dome and the IDF in Israel take care of business and have protected their people once again. The airspace over Israel is now open once again. People have left the shelters and they're on high alert, but they at this point in time don't fear an imminent attack. And they sit and they watch and they wait. So as we sit and watch and wait in the United States of America, we also have a very important decision ahead of us. We are not far away, a simple 35 days from the election. And tonight, the vice presidential candidates will join each other on the stage to debate once again. We're going to cover it live on our Annie Fry YouTube channel. So I have just officially completed getting that broadcast scheduled for this evening. So if you want to watch the debate with us, many times what ends up happening is we have, generally speaking, hundreds of people who are in a chat group essentially watching at home on your television will be watching at my house this evening, and we just chat along with you as the debate unfolds. So it's a way for us to communicate with you and to hear what you have to say, and you know, I don't know that we'll have anything pithy to say, but we will react in real time with you tonight. So go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and you'll see that we have that broadcast scheduled for this evening at 8 p.m. And a reminder that if you are in a position where you're not going to sit down and watch it, but you do want to be able to listen to it, Ryan, we are broadcasting tonight on 97.1, the vice presidential debate, right?
Yep, starting at 7, we'll just have sort of pregame coverage, and then at 8 o'clock, the debate is supposed to begin, so we'll cover that as long as it goes. They said 90 minutes. A lot of times they go a little longer than that.
90 minutes, so starting from 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
The actual event, but 7 o'clock starts live coverage leading into it with Fox News, so I'm excited to take that in. Do you feel like it'll be consequential?
The only way that it will be consequential to the election, you know, this might shape a narrative a little bit, but the only way that it could really affect the election is if somebody falls flat on their face. I don't see J.D. Vance doing that. I do see that maybe Tim Walz could give you a couple of weirdo clips or something like that, and that could be enough to sway things, but I don't know that it's going to... You're not talking about people waiting on the edge of their seats going, okay, what are they going to say tonight that's going to convince me to vote for one or the other?
What about you, Brad?
I think it can be consequential. I think it can be very consequential, actually. I think that if J.D. Vance can pin Tim Walz down on some policy issues that Donald Trump didn't have the opportunity to pin on Kamala Harris, things like a ban on fracking, their energy policies, stuff like that, I think that this debate can be very consequential, especially in a place like Pennsylvania, which is really looks like it's going to be where this election's decided. So I think that if J.D. Vance can push through, and if CBS's moderators actually ask questions about the economy, I think this could be devastating to the
you have to keep talking, Brad. You can't listen to our off-air conversation.
I can't think of the Harris Walz campaign.
No, we distracted him.
You threw me off yesterday, and I was like, don't say that one.
Harry Bowles.
No, you can't say. You only said it once.
I'm the first person to think it.
I've never thought it.
That's not true.
I thought it a whole bunch, and I was doing my best not to say it.
I never think about it.
There are certain things that you just shouldn't say. Segway.
Thank you very much for this segue.
The absolute worst.
No. It's very good.
Worst 3 minutes in radio.
No, it's just very right good. There. If right here, like if Brad wanted to play the Wiggins America.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
Brad was making a fine point. We were going to turn that down. Brad was making a good point. We were going to let Brad air it out a little bit. I was going to communicate to you.
Yeah.
You said something about not saying things. And I said, yeah, there are definitely things, some things that you just shouldn't say. Your Wiggins America topic?
What words you should not start a sentence with.
See how smooth that could have been?
Man, it could have been great.
I'm just mouthing something to Ryan Wiggins here off the air so that he's ready to go while Brad's finishing a very intelligent point, and Brad just stops to read our lips so that he can see what we're doing. It's like, no, you gotta go.
Well, that's what he's a producer. It's what he's supposed to do.
No, he's also a contributor.
I thought, for the record, you were asking me for a pen.
Man,
that's the other problem here.
I was like, what's this?
Brad and
this
I
right
can
here?
Like look at each other this? And know what the other one is thinking and needs to do. And Ryan's like, tomato?
And this happens a lot.
If only there was a way to communicate silently with one another with, I don't know, a text or something. That
I would have to act like I'm landing a plane to get him to look at where we text
no
each other.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have been flagging down the plane to you two today.
Yes.
I've seen that too.
But all of a sudden, Ryan's like, I'll take my headphones off and go tap him on the shoulder.
I was going to go walk around and do that, but he paid attention. Now, the other thing that I thought you were in motioning was for me to give you your Lean Cuisine. Because we've been in breaking news coverage.
Like this, the pizza?
Uh-huh.
Microwave.
Okay.
Go make my pizza.
Are you saying right now I should go microwave your lunch instead of doing Wiggins America?
If you would have picked up my pizza and walked out of here to microwave, I wouldn't have stopped it. I wouldn't have stopped you. I'd have been like, Brad, great point. Keep going.
Good to know.
In fairness, when Brad was not paying attention to me, he was trying to reschedule guests. So he's producing.
These are ways you should not start sentences. And I was thinking,
what a great example we just
with the yes with
provided.
This and with the VP debate tonight. These are ways that you probably will not hear these professional communicators starting sentences. The first one is, with all due respect. Now, I'll have to agree
sometimes
with this.
Sometimes that's okay.
I would say that the first 10 times it was said in history, I would think, wow, somebody is getting ready to disagree with me, but is also telling me they respect me. After that, it becomes a common phrase, and you know what's coming. I don't actually respect you.
With all due respect is always followed by some sort of criticism.
Yes.
Or negative comment.
Yes.
But if you're talking to somebody that you have to say the thing, you can say with all due respect, but you have to say it in a way that like communicates, I know that this is a colloquialism, but I really mean this. I do respect you, but I need you to know, fill in the blank here.
Which means essentially you're changing the phrase. So well, don't use the phrase. You say, I respect your opinion. I respect where you're coming from. Something like that does communicate that. But with all due respect is starting, well, with all due respect.
So you're saying it can only be delivered sarcastically?
I'm not sure that it can be received any way positively. And that's what the article is saying, too. This common phrase is at the top of the list, things you should not say if you want to get a positive reaction. Next one, you always. That is a terrible way to start a sentence. You always.
Probably.
Because it's not only factually incorrect, people are not automatons, but it will immediately put the other person on the defensive. I'd have to agree with that.
What if they put you on the defensive first?
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Always do this.
It's my job.
To be honest... And that's the next one.
I don't like that one.
I use this one too often.
My kid, it's a TBH. It's like, to be honest, I'm really hungry right now. And I'm like, in what situation do you lie about that? That's what I always say to my kids. I'm like, what is the alternative to being honest? I hate it. I call that one out all the time.
It drives me crazy because the criticisms against that phrase are totally valid. Like what you just said. What are you telling me the rest of the time if you're just being honest with me now? I understand that. But whenever I use it, I'm just saying, look, let me peel back the layers and get to the point.
So
that's kind of what I'm saying.
Right.
No, no. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that's my intention when I use it. You always do that.
You already said that one.
No offense. That's the next one.
Yeah.
No offense. You're probably going to say something that is going to offend the person.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No. I've never heard that used in a non-sarcastic format where the person didn't immediately say something offensive.
Here's one that...
I think you could say, like, no offense intended.
Yeah.
Just because somebody has something to say that might offend someone doesn't mean they shouldn't say it.
Correct. But I think the theme
you're
with
saying
a lot
just
of
let
these,
it fly?
A lot of the themes here are that when you use this phrase, you're immediately putting the other person into kind of a defensive posture. And if you're going to have a discussion, that's not usually the way to go. This one's great. And when it comes up online, I just think it's funny. Well, actually.
Yeah, that's spelled with a K.
There are memes about this.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that's just a picture of a guy's neck, and you can just see his lips down to his neck, and he's got some like nasty beard. It's a beard. And he's just, and the phrase is just, well, actually,
mm-hmm.
it is so perfect in so many moments online. They're nominating "well, actually" as one of the most annoying phrases in the English language. Put it on your list of words you can't start a sentence with and stick to it because the sentence opener turns you into a condescending over-explainer in only two words.
What if the person who was saying something that was really factually wrong and stupid needs to hear that they were stupid?
Well, you can still do that, but you say that. You say that right
hey,
there.
Hey, dummy. That's what you should say instead of, well, actually. Hey, dummy.
You say, that was dumb. Let me give you the right answer. Instead of, well, actually.
I'm going to go with that. But really what you can do is just say, well, actually, and not even actually correct the incorrect details, because usually if that's going to be employed, it's so obvious how dumb the original thing was that you could just say, well, actually, and then all the right people know what you mean.
Right, right. All right, just a couple left here. You should. This phrase and its siblings, if I were you and have you tried, often precede unsolicited advice.
If I were you needs to be rephrased to if it were me.
Okay, if it were me. Yeah, I think you can probably get away with that.
Because I'm not you. Especially if you're not from like a professional situation, but if you're giving relationship advice or life advice, you don't know what it would be like to be another person. You don't know the things that factor into it. You can say, you know, if it were me in that situation, I absolutely wouldn't go to said event because. Da 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 da. But you can qualify that with saying, but I don't have the problem with my uncle the way you do, or whatever it might be. Like, I think that you can say, this is how I would handle the situation, but you have to at the same time acknowledge that I would handle it this particular way because of my perspective. You have a different perspective because you're a different person.
This is the one on the list that I disagree with the most, because maybe the phrase itself is one that sounds a little condescending, but it's an attempt to really reach out. The phrase is, I know just how you feel. Now, you might be trying to co-opt the person's emotions and say, well, now I'm making it about me. I get that. But if you're trying to identify with somebody and they're in the midst of something, you go, hey, I get how you feel. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Man, that's one of the things whenever I was being trained and taught in counseling that they say you never, never say that. I know how you feel. Because you don't. And that would actually, it's actually more harmful to say that because you don't understand the situation that they're in.
I don't think that's always true, though.
But what the way they instructed us to go about it was to ask them more about how they feel. Help me understand how you're feeling right now.
Yeah, I think counseling is a little bit different because you're seeking out a conversation for the purpose of professional help. But in an instance, I'm thinking of like the most tragic thing I can think of, the loss of a child. If you talk to someone else who has experienced the loss of a child if someone were to say, I know how you feel, I lost my child, I would feel a heart-to-heart connection with that person immediately, because the pain that I am experiencing is a pain that cannot be understood without real true empathy.
Yeah.
And I think that in an instance like that, where it's like peer-to-peer, person-to-person, not necessarily like in the seeking out of professional help, like Brad would with a pastor, as a pastor, or with a therapist or a psychiatrist or something, that a cancer diagnosis or something like that, what it's like to sit on that side of the desk of, in a doctor's office, to understand what it's like to hear that for the first time. I would want to be around people who were detached from me as the pre-cancer diagnosis person who love me and will always love me unconditionally. I would want to connect with people who did know what it was like to experience that, because the compassion that people are going to feel for you, the sorrow that people are going to feel for you in that instance, that is all on the other side of being the person who sat there and experienced that moment. That if you were to sit there and with somebody else who had experienced that moment, I think that that would be powerful. I think about Night of Rockstars that we just went to on Friday, and there are all these families that are dealing with children who have special needs, and their families have been so blessed to know these individual kids. They're wonderful, wonderful kids and wonderful, wonderful families. But it's not lost on me that the families who are around other families who are dealing with, the details are different, but in many cases, the frequent hospital visits, the trying to, you know, if you've got multiple kids, swap who's staying at the hospital, who's staying at home with the kids, trying that, all of those things. I can know what that's like for a family. I'm very close to a family who has to deal with this, but I don't live that life. That when you get around other people and they would know how you feel, that that would be a therapy in and of itself.
Yeah, and you can tell somebody's motivation too. If they're sitting down to talk with you and they're just trying to make a conversation about themselves and they want to tell you about what's happened to them.
Super demeaning.
You can tell. If they're trying to connect with you and really empathize with you, you can tell that too. But Brad, I mean, your circumstance with counselors, I could very much see people training themselves out of doing that.
You go to a counselor and you say something and they're like, oh, I know how you feel, and they start telling you about their situation.
Yeah. Thanks.
They want your money back.
How much is this per hour?
Yeah. Are you paying me? Am I paying you?
Last one is, as I previously stated, it sounds like you're passive aggressively calling somebody out for not listening.
What if they're not listening?
I agree with Reader's Digest here, Annie. As I previously stated, sounds like you're saying, oh, look, I already said this.
What
How
if you
could
did?
You have not picked it up the first time?
What if you did?
Yeah, you probably did.
Just replace it with the other one and just say, hey, dummy.
Hey, dummy. You know what? I really wouldn't
I
be better
said
with that.
Yeah.
At least it sounds
That's
like
what
you're
I just said.
Trying to be funny. I'm fine with it. Just don't ever do that actually to me.
Which part? The hey dummy?
We'll test it tonight on the live stream.
You're going to start all your sentences with these things.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to put this in my pocket. Tune in tonight. You'll hear all of them.
Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and RSVP. That's the phrase I was trying to think of before. For tonight's watch along to the VP debate. We'll be watching from my house and we'll be seeing what happens. Live reaction. But we love having the conversation with you all. You can pull us up on your phone. It's more of a texting and a chat event than it is like a sit and watch us. You're going to want to watch the VP debate, of course. Join us. Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.